Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode 106 of the Rocket Punch Cast. I'm one of your hosts, Cameron, here alongside with the full crew this week. Mr. Will first.
And then Hi, guys.
And then Mr. Chris touting his...
No, he's Mr. Philadelphia.
Mr. Philadelphia, touting your Philly Fusion jersey.
Now, the only question I have to ask is, were you born and raised in Philadelphia?
No.
Okay, all right. I didn't know we were going to start any fresh Prince jokes here.
Hey, man. You know, it's been done to death. Just asking one question ruins the whole setup.
we know the path you're going down here, Will, and it's not a good one. It's not a good one.
They didn't know necessarily.
No, how was your guys' week this week?
Good. Recovering. Lots of Diablo.
Yes. Recovering addict, or you just like you're recovering from your stint away from it until you go
from
back?
Away from it.
Okay, I just wanted to clear that up.
I'm gonna have a much larger stint away from it here shortly.
Chris, what about you? I know you've been busy.
Busy. It's been crazy. A lot of stuff going on. Looking at houses and stuff. Wife's got me packing up the whole house. So
adulting,
yes.
As the kids
what?
Say.
Yes. Whoa.
That whole IRL thing.
It's fine. Just throw it on the ground. It's
yeah, like, right?
you got to do what you got to do. You know, you got to do.
But I mean, worst case scenario, you get the river just down the road. Just throw it in the river.
Does that work?
I mean, until you're caught.
Fair enough. Well, I mean, we got a bunch of stuff to do and talk. I don't say if we got a lot of stuff this week. It's some light stuff, but it's going to be fun regardless.
Mm. So, it's always fun.
Yeah, we always have fun here.
Always fun.
At Rocket Punch here. So let's get started, guys. If you did not know, this is the Rocket Punch Cast, where groups of friends from all around come to this table to talk about video games into microphones. You can listen to us every Tuesday on podcast services of your choice. We have top men working on Spotify. We're going to get that taken care of for you guys. So it'll be a big announcement. You'll know when we get on there eventually. Guys, you can also watch us live as we record each and every podcast here over on twitch.tv/RocketPunchLive every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's where we're going live. Hopefully, everybody in Twitch chat is watching us. You guys are seeing us. Welcome to the Twitch chat. Guys, if you want to know where all of our content is, who Rocket Punch is, and what we do, head over to RocketPunchGo.com. That is your one-stop shop for everything Rocket Punch. All of our podcasts, our Twitch streams, and more are going to be located right there, so you don't want to miss out there. And, of course, if you want to help support the show, you can do so by heading over to patreon.com/rocketpunch. For as little as a dollar a month, you too can help keep the mics rolling and the lights on here at the studio, in air quotes there. Just like our good friend Chuck OB, a good friend of ours, big indie dev supporter there, sharing a lot of cool indie games. So if you are in the hunt for cool new indie games, check out his Twitter at @CSL_feedback over on twitter.com. If you are watching via video and you are an Amazon Prime member, we would love it if you would donate your Twitch Prime subscription to us. We would definitely appreciate that. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, we would definitely just appreciate a follow. Click that heart at the top of your screen. Follow us on the channel here. That way you're gonna know when we go live each and every week. And also on audio, if you're listening via audio, definitely rate and review us on your podcast service of choice. Those ratings and reviewings definitely help us out with discoverability and help give us good, crucial feedback to improve our shows. And you never know, we might read it on the show one day. You never know. If you are looking for a community and groups of people to play some games and just chat about video game stuff, make sure to head over to our Discord channel. We're going to throw it up here for the Twitch players in Twitch chat. For audio listeners, it'll be in the show notes, so you don't want to miss that out there.
It's already in there.
Okay. Oh, man. Ooh. Get a little gun shy there. You took care of it, Will.
Yeah, man. I got you.
All right. And, of course, if you are in the Twitch chat, you want to ask questions to us as we're recording, just type in #AskRocketPunch in the Twitch chat, and we'll answer those at the end of the show. We love doing that. Haven't been done in a while, so if you have a question, you can definitely ask us there. That's all the housekeeping here. Upcoming events. Our stream schedule for this week, on Tuesday, Top Shelf Tuesday, I think there's not really anything huge or big coming this week. I know Octopath Traveler is going to be here at the end of the week, so we'll probably do that next week for people who are excited about that. But until then, I laughed my ass off watching this man play Last of Us. So why don't we do that again?
Okay. Round two.
If I'm not at work, I'll watch, but...
It's great.
It
we have clips.
It
it's
stream.
Wonderful.
Oh, you clipped it?
Yeah, you didn't see? Oh my gosh. We want to indoctrinate you into these clips. Hang
on. I have a question. How long did it take me to give you feedback on the audio that you were asking about?
I wasn't keeping track.
It was days.
It was. I don't keep tabs on you that closely. Like, no. I appreciate whatever you give me, but I'm not like, why hasn't Will said anything yet? I can't believe it, guy. If I was keeping track of days, he didn't even listen to the audio, so.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Look, all I'm saying is a clip-on mic? Nah. You burn that thing.
Yeah.
But we'll do that Wednesday, our Indie Avenue day where we play a lot of indie games. I'll be streaming that. I have no idea what I'm going to play yet. So if you want to know what I'm going to stream, make sure you follow us here at twitch.tv/RocketPunchLive or just come join us on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You find out what we're playing.
Hmm.
And then on Thursday for Tangent Bank Thursdays, Will, have you decided?
It's going to be World of Warcraft.
It's going to be World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Okay. This just in.
The reason why is I'm going to have to get my warrior to 110.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Before I do the server change.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, got to go say goodbye to the Reddit guild.
Why do you have to?
Because I'm bringing my warrior over, so I.
Why to 110? Can't you do at least 60? And then okay.
No, I'm not doing the boosting or any of that stuff. I'm going to just transfer my warrior that I've had since before Kata.
Okay. Well, guys, if you want
there's some history there. This is the one that I solo tanked Heroic Hellscream on.
Okay, that's why.
That's why I'm bringing him over. It's like, I thought I was going to main something else, and then I looked at everything. I'm like, nah, I should just play my warrior.
Okay.
I just charge in there and beat things in the face with a shield. Okay. It's fun.
Well, guys, if you want to watch Will here go through some leveling here in World of Warcraft and definitely talk about his hype for Battle for Azeroth.
I think my Twitter said enough.
And also talk about how his sister has chosen the correct faction for the Alliance. You can definitely check him out on Tank Spank Thursday.
That will be fixed.
Definitely check him out this Thursday for Tank Spank Thursdays, guys. That's our stream schedule for the week. Remember, follow us here at twitch.tv/RocketPunchLive. You'll be able to see when we're going live each and every day and what stuff we're going to be playing. We have a schedule posted up each and every week. But that's our that's upcoming events. Other than that, let's jump into some table talk here. Guys, what you been playing this week?
Diablo.
Can't get enough, man. No. I feel like I've enabled you. I was like one day, like, oh, come on, let's play some Diablo.
Here's the thing. I was already thinking about it, and then you bringing it up. It's like, oh, yeah, I have it. Okay. I got a 1080 now.
So you're telling me that I did enable you?
You pushed me over the edge.
Okay.
And then pushing me over the edge, I pulled our buddy Mike Brown over the edge. Because his highest character on anything was like a 20-something.
Ooh, wow.
He had never done any endgame stuff. So I pulled him along and threw him in the backpack. So now he's all about it.
So you were one step closer to the edge and you were about to break. Is that what it sounds like?
Yes. I'll let you have that one.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, they're few and far between folks. So I take them where I can get them. How has the season been treating you? You got your full set yet?
Oh, I've had the full set, but I need another part of a different set to make this work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm looking for the set ring focus. Sets.
Okay.
Nah, but once I get that, you think I wreck things now. Oh, wait.
It'll be plus ultra when it comes up?
No. I'm going to go even further beyond.
Okay, I don't know. We interchange between Dragon Ball and My Hero so much.
No.
I don't
even know so anymore. My Hero stands on the shoulders of giants, but I'm going to the original.
Okay. OG.
Yeah. OG.
Look, I'm sorry, but when the original comes out and still makes me more excited than you make me excited in all of your seasons combined, with just one moment, it's done.
Okay.
I'm talking about Ultra Instinct.
What? Anything else?
Got a Steam Link finally for a whole $250, not $350, which would have been the correct pricing.
I guess
missed opportunities.
Steam wasn't edgy enough to price it at $350. So
$350. That should have been exactly what it had, but no, it was $250. So, I got one of those. The shipping was like $7-something, which is ridiculous.
How you do? Okay.
The shipping costs more than the actual product, which wirelessly streams games from your PC to another TV. What? In full 1080, mind you.
Mm-hmm. Where's it shipping it from? Where it costs that much?
What do you mean? That's cheap. The box was like yay big.
Yeah, okay, the box is much bigger.
It's a dense box.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because it's got different adapters. It comes with a network cable, HDMI, power.
It really comes fully stacked.
I was going to say, they better have that box full, because if they're shipping a box that big, that's waste.
No, like, it was legitimately like a decent setup. It had all the adapters for the different countries that you could take it to.
Mm-hmm.
Operates in. So, like, I was like, oh, wow. Like, I could legit take this to the UK, Japan, you know, anywhere, really.
Japan, okay.
Yeah, I'm not taking a Steam Link to Japan. That would be stupid. First off, my rig wouldn't fit in any of their apartments over there.
Yeah, right?
That would be great.
Came all the way to Japan just to play my own computer games.
When their arcades are infinitely better.
What'd you do in Japan? Played Steam games.
What? Well, it's only a local network thing, too, so I'd have to take my rig with me.
Yeah.
It's like, God. Could you imagine lugging your rig to Japan just to play PC games over there?
Yeah, right?
Well, would they allow that on Mount Fuji?
I was going to say, would they allow that on the plane?
I've actually checked a desktop on a plane before. That's a funny story for a different
day. I was going to say, that sounds like a story. We didn't know.
It was a full tower, too.
Wow. Okay. I don't know you anymore. I don't know how you're doing that.
Thanks for that, Stig. I didn't know you could stream with Chrome. All right, cool.
Oh, good.
Done and done.
The more you know.
Well, now I can take my Steam Link to Japan and we'll play our PC games in Japan for no reason. Now, if we're doing that, we're going to Tokyo Game Show.
Oh.
Good call.
TGS.
Good
call.
Okay.
Good call. I still want to go to PAX South this January if you gentlemen would like to accompany me. I have every intention of making this trek.
Where's PAX South?
Austin, Texas.
I mean, I'm down for a road trip.
It's like the second week of January.
Have they released tickets for that yet? I want to go to PAX.
Yeah, I've wanted to go for so long. So that is absolutely my intention.
Anything else, Will?
One thing. Have you guys ever played a game called Audio Surf?
I have.
No.
All right. So, Cam, imagine this game where it's kind of like Guitar Hero, but instead you're racing through the song. And now imagine you can load any song you want in there.
What?
Yeah. No, it's great. I played Through the Night from Outlaw Star, the opening theme, on there with an Xbox controller, and it is absolutely glorious.
What?
You've never... All right. After we get something we got to talk about.
What? Okay. That sounds like... Of some weird version of Guitar Hero, like the one that lets you upload your own songs to.
No, but it's called Audio Surf, and legit, you're just bouncing between different things. It's kind of like an on-rails racer, but you're trying to not hit things and hit certain things. It's cool.
Can we do like a Bit Brigade thing with it, where somebody's like the DJ and mixing the songs, and then somebody else is playing through the songs as they do them?
No.
It sounds very complicated. I don't see that.
Man.
At CEO Soul there, I see you in chat. Come to GameCon, talk about how awesome Jack Bell is.
What is Jack? You know what? I'm not.
Jack Bell, that's one of his titles. He's been working on it for a long time.
I need to figure out what that is now.
I want to know the development studio that CSL publishes under so I can find him on Steam actually explore his games.
There you go. Yeah, see? Help us out, CSL. Throw it in chat.
I would be interested to see your game, so I could potentially support a local indie dev.
We're trying. You know, you don't give us the information, we can't help you out.
So. Yep, I blame you.
Whoa. New Reality Games. All right, there. Everyone, go check out New Reality Games
Jinx,
and buy
you
his
owe
stuff.
Me a Coke.
What if I don't drink soda anymore?
You owe me a Coke. I don't give a crap if you get a Coke out of the deal.
I'll give you a beer.
Fair.
So, Chris, what have you been up to? What you got going on this week?
So I did find a little bit of time in there. Obviously, I streamed The Last of Us. We had a good screamo time kind of thing going on there.
What,
was a
are
lot
you
of
screaming?
Me,
no.
A lot of me overreacting on things. So
no.
The best part, right? Cameron clipped out some of the stream, and I was just rolling on some of it. Just so funny. And there was one clip in particular where I'm like screaming at Joel to run, even though I'm clearly completely in control of Joel's running ability. So I take, I go, this is a really funny clip. I'm going to show this to my dad. So I take it out at my parents' house for 4th of July. And I'm like, you got to see this clip. It's from last night's stream or whatever. He goes, okay. So I pulled it up or whatever. I'm like, check this out. And it goes. I'm going, run. He goes, why are you yelling at the screen? And I'm like, stop being so fucking old. I love you, Dad, but I was like, okay. Just Twitch is a service where you gotta entertain people. So I there was me being like concerned, and then I'm being very vocal with my concerns, so that way the rest of the stream is aware of why I'm concerned. I'm like, you know what? Shouldn't have shown this to you. I love you. I shouldn't have shown this to you. Thanks. So, fun little side story on that one.
That's how it starts.
Yeah, fun little side story on that one. But played some Last of Us. Had a blast doing that. Still enjoying that game. Have not enjoyed it any less than I was enjoying it before. Great game. Still very addictive. So addictive that I didn't even end the stream on time. I continued on for a little while until I got to what was a fair stopping point. And then that stopping point actually had me, like, literally scream out loud. If you guys saw that last few seconds of the stream, I was like, ah! Ooh! Heart attack city. CEO Soul in chat says, my mom loves watching clips of you, Chris. She thinks you are hilarious. Well, thanks, CEO Soul's mom! I think you're hilarious!
There you go.
That's cool. Yeah, so played some of that. Outside of that, didn't get a lot of time to play games this week. Been a pretty busy week overall. A lot of crazy stuff happening. I did get to go to the movies, though. I made a little trip out to Ant-Man and the Wasp. No spoilers, obviously.
Oh, thank you.
Had a blast. Great movie. Very funny.
Going to talk about Jurassic Park.
That was horrible. That is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Wow.
Not go and see that movie in the theaters. The only thing that could be redeeming on it is it's one of those like movies that's so bad it is good. So laughing at just how ridiculous the movie got. It's kind of what I've been explaining it to people is it's very similar to the Fast and the Furious franchise, where it started off, they were just street racers doing street racing, and then eventually, now we're at their international espionage agents working for shadow governments. You know what I mean? Like, it really came off with the rails and is nothing like what it used to be. That is where Jurassic World is headed at this point. It's like, remember when it was just dinosaurs on an island? We are not even close to that anymore.
I remember.
We are way far away. Pepperidge Farm remembers. Those were the days.
Okay, I'm sorry. I triggered Chris. No, don't care about Jurassic Park. Tell us about Ant-Man and the Wasp. You said it was a great movie.
Yes, I don't want to say much more than that because obviously it just came out and people haven't seen it. Very funny. I liked it more than the first one.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
I thought it was really, really, really funny. I thought the story never lets up. It's a very quick paced movie. Obviously, there was some Infinity War tie-in stuff, so that made it fun. So,
I have a question. Did the hunter from Destiny survive the movie?
Yes.
All right. Yes. You know what I'm talking about. Yes. The character that looks like they ripped it right out of Destiny and threw it in the movie.
Yes, absolutely.
That thing needed to die. I'm lost. You never watched any of the trailers then, did you?
I'm lost.
That's right, fine. No. Just leave it at that. I don't want to say anymore.
Okay. There's a character in the trailers that looks like a hunter from Destiny in Ant-Man and the Wasp. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to do the Reaper emote. I don't know.
CEO Soul in chat about Jurassic Park says that I heard a dinosaur is crying when they're leaving the island. It's absolutely crying, right? And what's even better is, like, already I had gotten disinterested with the movie. My wife turns to me and she goes, that dinosaur reminds me of Chloe when we leave the house.
She was trying to make a connection.
I lost it. I'm like, from that point on, I was no longer taking that movie seriously. It was so good.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
So, that was my week.
That was your week? Okay.
That was my week.
I played Diablo, of course. Will and I ran through. We had the most clutch rift. 1459 and what? Like...
Hang on. I actually posted the picture in our Discord because that's how ridiculous it was. So you have a 15-minute limit, right?
Going through a riff, which is basically a random dungeon, kill everything in there.
Yeah, hang on.
And it was me, myself, and Will, and two of our friends, Seth, of course, friend of the show, and our friend Mike, who we played with.
We were carrying Mike and Seth because they just got those tunes to 70. So literally, the final boss spawned, and it got burned in less than a second. Because we both had all of our cooldowns popped.
I was like, go, my minions!
Guys, you have a 15-minute limit. We killed the final boss 14 minutes, 59 seconds, and 16 milliseconds.
Yeah, clutch!
It literally said zero on the screen when it died.
I'm pretty sure Will referenced something regarding sphincter tightening action.
No, initially that was Seth.
Oh, that was Seth. Okay.
And that sounded more like a Seth thing.
And then it's like, you know what? Yeah, that was kind of sphincter tightening.
But that was fun. We had a lot of fun talking about that and just goofing off with that. I continue to have a lot of fun with Diablo and the seasonal characters right now. We actually never even plugged this. Patreon listeners, if you are supporting us on Patreon, you should be expecting our Rocket Punchcast bonus episode where we dig deep on talking about that particular scenario and a bunch of other scenarios. So you definitely don't want to miss that this upcoming week here if you're supporting us over at patreon.com/rocketpunch. But another game I played a fair amount of is when we weren't on Diablo is Ruiner. Ruiner is the indie game I played for the 4th of July. I'm definitely going to say that was probably the most American stream I could ever see. I had the Constitution shirt, the U.S. Constitution shirt with my Captain America pants on, eating McDonald's.
That doesn't get more America than that.
While running around and killing people with multiple weapons of mass destruction.
Hang on. What game were you playing?
Ruiner.
See, you know what would have been more America? Far Cry 5. There's one. Let's amp it up to 11. Then you got to have some Jack Daniels.
Oh, yeah. See, it was too early for liquor, so I didn't
know that. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Maybe spit this beer out on this computer. But no, Ruiner is a whole lot of fun. It's definitely a cool little indie game. A top-down isometric shooter. A twin stick shooter. If you have not checked it out, definitely go do so. You know what? Hold on. Where am I going? Funny story. So I bought Ruiner.
Mm-hmm.
And as what always happens.
I'm sorry, Stig. That's great. He needs a roll around mobility scooter with that, all that too for the true American experience.
The rascal?
Rascal. But if you're doing that, then you need one with a Gatling gun on it.
The funny story with Ruiner is that I found out after I had purchased it, guess what, Chris? I already had it on Humble Bundle.
So we have a code to give away.
To check that first, Cameron. Cameron.
Wait, that means I have Ruiner.
Yeah, yes, we all have Ruiner. Well, I probably gave mine away for the episode 100 stuff, or it's in the bag or whatever still with whatever we have left.
That's true. But definitely check it out if you haven't had a chance to try it out. Ruiner is a very fun game. You can check our stream out over here on Twitch, or if you're listening on audio services, twitch.tv/rocketpunch. Had a lot of fun. Very fun twin stick shooter. It to me, it felt like Cyberpunk, like prepping me for Cyberpunk 2077.
I think they are two completely different.
They are, but they have that same cyberpunk feel.
Okay.
That way, I was like, ooh, okay, I'm digging this, and like the music, and every time the female who's in your head, every time like she comes up at the end of a stage and you clear it out, it's like she calls you puppy, but it's in like a Latin accent, so it's like. Poppy. Or so I'm like, are you saying poppy or puppy? You're like, what's happening? I don't know you. Get out of my head.
That's my person. Stranger, I don't know you.
Stranger danger.
Yeah, strange, hashtag stranger danger. But no, Ruiner is a very good game. Definitely check out the stream and try it out. Hopefully, maybe you picked it up. The only like good thing about me buying it, even though I forgot about it on...
is now you have a code to give away.
That's true. And I got it for half off, so it was like $10. So it wasn't too much.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, those are the two big things that I played this week.
Cool. Good times. Good times had by all.
So now it's time for top of the show. Let me drink from my beer glass here. Hold on.
You know, if you were a true American, that'd be red.
Like Red's apple ale?
No, like Red Solo Cup.
Look, man, I just drink what my wife buys at the store. I don't make the decisions here. I don't even know why you're even asking.
Blue Solo Cup. I've never heard this song.
Really?
No. Obviously, I've heard of it because that's why I'm singing it too. But yeah. Like for him, it would be I'm totally lost the entire.
Look, it's time to party.
Yes.
Let's have a party.
I don't even know what I do with you guys.
Drink some Bacardi.
Not quite, but sure.
So our topic of the show tonight, it is post E3.
Yeah.
All the games and announcements, the funds kind of started to fizzle down, and we're done with that. So now we're in the good or bad, depending on that, where you stand on the matter, the dreaded E3, post E3 drought, where there's not very many huge games dropping for the next probably month or so. We got a few. Octopath Traveler's coming out in July, Battle for Azeroth in August. So we've got a couple of hits here until things heat up in September, some of the fall releases. But we're like, man, there's not any huge news this week. So evergreen topics, yay!
We're just looking at that list of games coming out in the future. We're going, I don't need it. I don't need it.
There's only one game besides Spider-Man that you need. That's Battle for Azeroth.
Mm.
Everything else
Dead?
Is...
Red Dead.
Yeah, it's not Battle for Azeroth.
Destiny 2 Forsaken.
That's cute.
The No Man's Sky next.
Eh.
Okay.
No. Actually, I may pick up No Man's Sky next.
Yeah, you do already have it. You own the game.
I know.
You got it for free. It's a belt. No, guys, we're going to talk about our favorite summer video games. We're going to talk specifically about games that have been released in the summer-ish time frame that we've kind of enjoyed playing in the June, July, August months that we kind of goof off on or have been really good gems we had a lot of fun with. Pretty easy one, snowball one, but I think maybe some games will pop up we didn't expect. Who wants to go first?
Okay. So when you guys came up with this topic, like, to me, summer games or whatever, like, it's great when you just look at a list of games that released in the summer, but as an adult, as an old man, summer means nothing to me anymore, right?
Like, Are you the bitter old man on the front porch?
I am. Get off my lawn. Just get off, all right? So...
you may have a get off your lawn issue out of your place.
So I was thinking to myself, I was like, hold on, let me think back, you know, to the summers of my youth, when summer meant something, when you would wait for that special time of year and all those games would release and you could rent them from your local Blockbuster and have yourself a good time.
Ooh, man, the kids even know about that anymore?
Yeah, right?
What's a Blockbuster?
Exactly. Magical portal of video games. So I started going through the games I was looking at were back in the 1999 to 2002 area.
Ooh,
that's when
okay.
I was in high school. That's when I had the most time to, you know, actually be able to play the games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was a good PlayStation 2 type generation. That, you know, late PS1, early PS2 kind of stuff. So one that I saw in here that, you know, I was super excited about, you know, when I put a lot of hours into was Gauntlet Legends back on the N64.
That's a deep cut, sir.
Yeah. So
Gauntlet, man.
I was always a huge fan of the Gauntlet Legends series. Played it, you know, on the N64, and then also they ended up porting it to the PS2. Just a lot of fun, you know, a lot of four-player action. Bust out that multi-tap on the PS2, so that way you can get four people going. And it was good times. It was a good time. I had a lot of fun doing some Gauntlet Legending. You know, it was nice not having it at the arcade, because you could continue to play and not have to dump
quarters at the screen trying to keep going. Yeah, I bet that was awesome.
It was awesome. There was a lot of unlockables. Different, you know, branching pathways that you could take through a zone and be able to pick up power-ups and things like that. I dug it. I spent a lot of time on Gauntlet Legends, so when I saw that one on there, I was like, I'm going to mention that. See if anybody else had any Gauntlet Legend memories out there.
I've played Gauntlet Legends, and just Gauntlet in general. I don't have many memories of it, because I didn't play a lot of it. But it was always fun. I mean, especially now that I'm playing Diablo 3, I should have jumped back in and played more Gauntlet. Probably would have enjoyed it a whole lot more. Darth Turner in chat, Gauntlet Legends is dope. D-O-P-E. I don't think anybody's going to disagree with you here at the table, sir.
No. Didn't they do a remaster and it's on PS4 now?
Yes.
I think I got it as a PSN plus, PS Plus game.
We have to look. We're going to dig it up. Gauntlet Slayer Edition coming to PS4.
No, that's the updated version of the recent Gauntlet.
Okay. And I don't see it. It's just Slayer Edition. That was a few years ago.
Yeah, the Slayer Edition was like an improvement to the most recent Gauntlet that was released. It was kind of difficult before. They kind of toned down the difficulty, and it made it a bit easier to jump in and out of games instead of having to feel like you had to beat the whole thing in one sitting.
No, but that's what that game's for.
Yeah, it was tough. I know that I could not make it very far at all in the original.
Okay.
You know, new Gauntlet or whatever. When they got the Slayer Edition, I made it a lot further.
Fair. Okay. Sorry, I just had my mind blown.
Okay, you go ahead and get it on the table now. So
1998, August 21. Think about this. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I was up in Virginia and then in Miami, school didn't start back up for us until like second week of September kind of deal.
Wow, that's late.
Oh, yeah, it started late, but we also got out later. So,
yeah.
And we had a shorter winter break.
Okay.
So, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six on the N64.
Nice.
You never played it?
Nope.
Oh, it looks like hot trash now, but that was a lot of fun back
As soon
then.
As you said N64, I assumed that it looked like hot trash from the start.
It looked great back then. It was like, oh man, this is like cutting edge. Oh, it looks crazy.
It's so real.
Oh man, every generation it gets closer to that, I'm like, man, it's so real. And I keep playing WoW. So... No, but that game, I spent hours playing that game just because the way it lets you break down and give commands. Oh, man. Just thinking about that. I saw that. I'm like, oh, wow. Side note, I grew up in a house where Tom Clancy books were everywhere. So the Jack Ryan series and all that stuff and Rainbow Six. Rainbow Six was one of the first like grown-up novels I was allowed to read.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Tom Clancy books are really good. I've started reading a couple, and they're really awesome. We're going to play a game here. This is going to be a test from henceforth. If I can somehow wiggle pulling a book off the shelf into the show, how long can I keep doing that? Keep talking. I think I have Tom Clancy's... there's a Splinter Cell book here somewhere.
I don't see a Tom Clancy book.
I hate this game already.
Keep talking about it. Here we go. So, on the shelf, I have Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell, Conviction, very good book.
One of those, I mean, I'm not going to disagree with you. However, this game sucks.
The Rainbow Six game?
No, the game you're playing right
Conviction?
Now.
Conviction?
No, the like.
Oh no, this
so
game.
Books
yes,
I can pull
yes,
off
this
shelf.
Game, the game we're playing right now, the one that none of us like, except for you, apparently.
It's great. It's fun. It's
look.
It's
all like, I know is that's the same year that Banjo-Kazooie came out.
Did that come out in the summer?
Mm-hmm.
Or around the time?
It was in June.
Was it? Okay.
Counts.
Yeah.
Deaf. Most deaf.
Oh, man.
I'm going to throw the softball out first.
Uh-oh.
Last of Us. For people who don't know, when The Last of Us, the first one, when it originally came out on the PS3, it was like the week of E3 that year, 2011? No, 2013. If I'm not mistaken, when that game came out, 13 or 14, one of the two, but, no, 12, you know what? I don't even know the year. It came out the week of E3 of whatever year it came out of, but, I don't have much to talk about because it's already been talked about by him, by me on multiple occasions. Last of Us, over 200 Game of the Year awards of all time, you know, deal with it. If you haven't played the game, go play the game. It's freaking awesome. Definitely a whole lot of fun, I've started playing that game. I don't even think it looked interesting. And I wasn't even like, I enjoyed Uncharted, but I wasn't super deep in an Uncharted yet. But it looked, this looks interesting. And I never looked back once I bought it. It was very interesting because I really felt like there wasn't a lot of lead up to this game. There was social, you know, PR and whatnot, but it released the week of E3. It dropped, and then I just saw the, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, play this game right now, all throughout the summer. And it helped validate my purchase, so I was really happy about that. So, Last of Us, pick for me.
Nice. Next one for me is a very strange one, right? So, it's a very strange one because I didn't actually even play the game until much later in my life, but I remember this from a summertime back in high school. Summertime. Yeah, right? So I went over to a buddy of mine's house, and he was like, dude, I finally got the new Chrono Trigger game. And I'm like, what is Chrono Trigger? And he's like, you're a terrible person. And I apparently, I found out that apparently I had been missing out on a major JRPG situation going on there. But Chrono Cross came out in August of 2000. And he's like, I know what will get you hooked on the idea of this whole game or whatever. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put this one on, and you tell me what you think. And he played, like, the initial cinematic for the game. Mm-hmm. And to this day, I remember having this interaction with him and being just, like, enthralled watching the cinematic. It's some of the best music I've ever heard. Absolutely phenomenal score. And it was just crazy, you know, PlayStation 1 just doing things it never should have been able to pull off. You know what I mean? You're just watching this all take place, and you're just like, okay, I missed something. I clearly missed something. I apologize. You can take my gamer card for the day.
Did you play Chrono Cross?
Unfortunately.
What?
I did not like Chrono Cross. What? I like Chrono Trigger. I didn't like Chrono Cross.
Dude, I swear, the same video, you watched the intro video and it had the song. Dude, oh man, I was like,
no, yes. The intro's cool. I'm saying the game itself, I didn't enjoy.
I enjoyed everything.
Now, to be fair though, by the time I was playing PS1 games, the PS2 came out. Because I didn't have a PS1 during the PS1 generation. I had like the PS1 classic, the small one. And that's how I experienced 7, 8, and 9. Now, 9? 7? The top 10 RPGs of all time.
We saw what you were doing. You started opening the door, you just went and swung it right open.
It's me, Goku.
Let's calm down.
It's me, Goku.
Chrono Cross is dope.
Yes, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying I didn't enjoy it. You can still be a good game, and I wouldn't have enjoyed it.
2 out of 3 Rocket Punch members approved Chrono Cross.
Look, all I know is, I know another game that came out in the summer, and I was a fool of a took for forgetting this.
I'm glad you caught up on that. Yeah, I was going to drop it if you didn't. So
Warcraft 3.
Ah, I got that for my friggin' birthday. I got the collector's edition for my birthday.
I have it installed on everything. If I could run it on a toaster, I would.
So awesome. That's one I should have remembered because I totally got that as my birthday gift that year. I was already a huge StarCraft fan. I hadn't even played any of the Warcraft games. And I was like, after StarCraft, I was like, well, I sold my soul to Blizzard. I have known everything they've ever come out with from here on through the rest of my life. Go ahead and get me the full collector's edition for my birthday, Dad. And he totes did, and I totes picked it up. And man, solid choice, sir.
I'm sorry for stepping on your parade, but I'm like, no, there's something more important here.
That was a good one. I totally forgot I did get that for my birthday.
Never played Warcraft 3.
So. Oh, I can fix that.
I mean, I'm not a huge RTS fan.
Oh, we'll fix that.
We'll take care of it, Cameron. We'll take care of it. Wait until we're off.
It is actually wild to go back and play it now after having played World of Warcraft and seen what these massive landscapes are and how they portrayed it on an RTS map. You really ought to do yourself a favor and check that out, especially because I'm sure they'll come out with an HD re-release soon enough here. Okay, you got to pick that one up.
I will say, though, they've done like a slight HD bump so it looks right on widescreen displays at least.
Right.
So, if anything, we can install it, and I just won't play it at the same time, and you can enjoy it. Okay. I have the CD somewhere.
Okay.
Or I can just sign into Battle.net and
download. Check it out. A game that I enjoyed, I didn't realize it came out in the summer until I thought about it, and I'm like, oh, we did play that during the summer. Okay, so everyone knows, viewers, the crew here at Rocket Punch know I'm a huge Final Fantasy fan. 7's the best. Don't at me. Don't at me.
Cam, I've been at you for like the last 10 years on that.
But there was a specific game in the Final Fantasy universe that I remember playing to death with one of my friends down the street.
Tactics?
Nope. Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles.
Oh.
For the GameCube.
I still have that game.
Oh, man. Okay, so for people who do not know, for all the youngins out there watching the stream or listening, don't know what that is. Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicle was like a... It was almost a Diablo-esque style Final Fantasy game. It was a four-player co-op game. You went out, you went on these dungeons, you got loot. But it was with Final Fantasy characters. It was awesome. So awesome, I would drop dead on the floor if Square Enix and Nintendo came out and said, Nintendo Switch, Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles 2, or some spiritual successor to that. Oh, man, I
love
loved...
HD Remake.
Even HD Remake, I would love it. It was a, I think an underrated game a little bit, but I had way too much fun. Me and my, he had it. I went down to his house. We'd play on the GameCube all the time. Once it was out, oh man, we had so much fun. Once you got the four people there, and it was a couch co-op, of course. I'm sure if they released it again, it'd be online. But if you have not had a chance, check out Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicle. It is a great game to play. It's awesome.
My turn?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. So I also fall in a similar camp to you. I didn't pick up the PlayStation quite that late into the life cycle, but I wasn't early either, because I originally backed the wrong horse and picked up a Sega Saturn.
No, I was a Nintendo kid.
So I tried my best to rally Sega to a win there, and then they let me down.
Well, that's because they came out with 5 consoles in 5 years.
I don't know what was going on. It was a turbulent time. So eventually I did pick up the PlayStation, but I missed the boat on a few different games. And one of those games came back around for me to get my second chance in the summer of 2001 when I played Twisted Metal Black on the PS2. Oh, man.
What? You don't like Twisted Metal? It's all about Sweet Tooth, man.
No.
Oh, man.
Do not like it.
Oh, man. I had a fun time with that one. Played it all the way through on every single character. Unlocked the storyline of every single character. Unlocked the special stuff at the end of the game when you play it with every single character. The whole shebang. And one thing that I thought was really great about it... was that we got so good. We had a multi-tap for the PS2, and we got so good, my friends and I, that we started challenging each other to games. So everyone would bring a bag of nickels, and we would go straight up bets, throwing nickels down per game. Man, I must have made $20 in nickels on these kids, man. I was so excellent at Twisted Metal Black.
So this is where Chris became a hustler?
Yes, this is where it happened, and then also where it fell off completely, because now I can't play anybody at anything. I mean, I'd try and take you on in Sonic Mania. That would be the only game that I might have you won.
I think, yeah, you got me on that one. I'll definitely agree with you on that.
So there's an argument to be made for 2003 being the best summer of all time. Not only did we get Frozen Throne, we also got Advance Wars 2.
Mm.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. That's two heavy hits right there. But it gets better. It gets better. Because, I don't know about you guys, but even up into, like, I graduated in 06, and even to my senior year, before I started driving to school, we would pass a Game Boy Advance around the bus. And everybody would make their move, and we'd keep passing it until we got to school. Well, once I started driving, period one history class, we started passing a Game Boy Advance around the class when the teacher would look it. So we'd make our moves, pass it over, make our moves, pass it over. We had like 5 guys in on this. We would all just rotate through turns. Let me tell you something, it was getting stupid.
Your bus rides were much more interesting than mine. We used to play games on my TI-83 calculator.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
100%.
Get out. 100%. Get out of here.
Remember, he's like 8 years older than us.
Yep, that is what we
well,
did.
Well, not literally, but...
That is how we passed the time on the bus. We had... One of my favorite games was Bomberman, where you could actually swear to God... connect the two calculators with some kind of data transfer cable and be able to play against another person.
They were never designed for that.
I know, and I'm like, I couldn't even wrap my mind around it that was a functional thing that worked. And it totally worked, and that is definitely what we used to do on the bus.
Yeah, I had one of those like little solar calculators, and that's what I used.
No, we had to have...
I had to get a pencil and paper when I did graduate.
I went to ridiculous hard school where they just are mean to you all ridiculous. The time.
Ridiculous.
No, I was in the regular Miami public school system, and let me go ahead and tell you now, it is hot garbage. I can apparently read and write English, and I know a lot of Spanish profanity.
Is that what you learned in Miami schools?
Useful skill!
Yeah. Hey, man, the band program was all right.
Okay. Chuck says, I didn't have the money for a TI-83. Man, you should have heard the fight my parents put up when I got into this school, and they were like, you have to have this $130 calculator. And my parents are like, you gotta be kidding me. And they're like, don't worry. He's going to be using it for 4 years.
Oh, that's cute. You're gaming on it.
That did not happen.
You're like, Dad, I need more double A's. I've been using this calculator all day. That thing chewed through 4 at a time, right?
Yeah, it did. Triple A's, which meant it was even harder to find replacement batteries for it. So yeah.
Oh, great. Yep,
totally a good time.
How about you, Cam? Man.
I have to bring this up. I'm sure another softball one for me, but I have to bring it up because it did not necessarily release in the summer time frame, but I think the year that it came out, it was my majority summer game for a large chunk of time. The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. Because it's that freaking long and I still haven't beaten it.
Oh, you mean the game you still play occasionally?
Yes, it's like, you know, I'll play The Witcher. I have it. I was telling my brother-in-law who came down recently, I have it on the PS4 and my PC. And I have one of the expansions on the PS4 and both expansions on the PC. And so, yeah, it's hundreds of hours of time, but it's an easy one that is just... the fun that never ends. If you're wanting to play a great old fashioned little, if you want a game to stretch as long as you can play it, especially during the summer time frame, go pick up freaking Witcher 3. It's a good one. But a game that I'll stop copping out here. A game that I know I definitely had fun with during the summer, PS3 era.
All right.
I think 2011 or 12, one of the two. Infamous 2.
Ooh, Infamous was a solid hit.
Infamous was a really good series. It was kind of like it was like the better superhero game before Batman came out.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was pretty good. Infamous 2 iterated on everything that they did with the first one. As far as graphics, combat, everything felt so much better. I had a lot of fun playing Infamous 2 and kind of going through the storyline with Cole. So I had a whole lot of fun, but Infamous 2 would be one of my picks. Definitely cool. One of my picks.
Oh, man.
Chris, you're up.
Man, I wasn't prepared.
I mean, I can go and then you can go if you want.
Okay, because I'm ready. Picked out, go.
So I got two from 2004.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
So this is an absolutely horrible yet amazing game. DBZ Supersonic Warriors.
Supersonic.
No, I'm sorry. That's not the game I thought it was. Disregard. I'm thinking Legendary Super Warriors for the Game Boy Color. That's a Game Boy Advance game.
Oh, okay. I remember that one.
Yeah.
Oh, like Supersonic Warriors. What is that?
That wrong game. I wasted many a summers playing that. I actually still have that. The other one I was going to talk about was ding, 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 Tales of Symphonia on the GameCube.
You would, yeah.
Dude, Cam, I played that game through 5 times in one summer.
5 times?
Five times.
Holy crap.
Well, this is back when, you know, I couldn't I didn't have a job to pay for games. So it was like, I got a game, and that was my summer game.
Right.
You know, you guys know. So it was like, oh, man, $60 is a lot of money. You get one.
I was going to say, this was the point where you couldn't buy your own game, so you had to make some convincing argument to your parents to purchase the games for you. It was like, look,
I'll trade in all these games for that game. I just need this game.
Whatever it takes, Mom, please. I just have to have it right now.
No, I gave up a lot. Like, I gave up Mario Kart Double Dash for this game.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, because at the time I didn't appreciate it for what it was. Because it was like, Mario Kart N64, I still have it. It's fine.
It is good. I mean, yeah.
But no, man, I wrecked my life. Like, I messed my sleeping habits up. I fell into this game. It was bad. Real bad.
That's almost, it wasn't a game that came out in the summer, but I did play it through the summer with my brother, a Final Fantasy XII. That was me. Like, all through the night, we would, like, it's my, like, mom would come in at 9 and say, go to bed, and then she'd wake up at, like, 7 and like, did you go to bed? We're like, no.
Mom, I forgot what a bed is.
Do you want the answer you want to hear or the truth?
I know. She wants the truth. You don't lie to Mom.
I've met his mother. She'll beat you with a 2x4. Yeah, she wants the truth.
You do not lie. You don't lie to Mom. Okay. Okay.
Christian. Yeah. No, that was the game.
Okay. You found a game yet? It's okay if you're still looking.
You know you're gonna talk about KOTOR.
KOTOR. What was that? That was a
summer game.
Yeah, but I didn't play KOTOR.
Wait, you didn't play KOTOR?
Mm-mm. Didn't. A buddy of mine played it, and I played like with him for a while. I didn't find it all that.
We can't be friends anymore.
It was too turn-based-y, and I was just like done with it.
We can't be friends anymore.
Wow, it's come to that, folks.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
I got one. It looks like Midnight Club 2.
Oh, wow. The racing games?
2003. Ooh, man, did I love the Midnight Club games, man. Especially 2. I played the first one, though. That was wild. That was like one of the first street racing games. You know what I mean? It was like a non-track game. You were just like open world racing all over the place, going through checkpoints that were lit up in the sky and crazy stuff. Like, that was a different time. Those were different days.
Those are different times, kids.
You followed by your Need for Speed Undergrounds and your Midnight Clubs 2 and 3 Dub Edition. Yeah. Midnight Club 2 was hard, too, man, because it was like they introduced a lot of wacky stuff where you could, you had like cars that had like special abilities, and then there was like you would drive and you would have to go on 2 wheels to get through certain sections of the race or whatever. It was intense. That game was hard. But I played it a lot. I put a lot of hours into that game, so that one would have to make my list for sure.
Okay.
I was all up. I was all up in there.
All up in there?
Even Chuck loves KOTOR.
He would, though.
He would?
It's a massive AAA title.
True, but I mean, he does the... I didn't like the turn-based battle system. I just couldn't get into it. I was like, eh.
You would hate Final Fantasy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I liked 9. I liked 9, but by the time that PS2 came out, I was just like, I don't know. I guess I was done with the turn-based stuff.
I'll play turn-based now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I get bored too easily now.
So you must not like Persona 5.
I haven't played it, and I don't intend to, but...
Do you know about Persona 5? I've got this book here.
I set you up.
That, it's right here.
Thanks, Will.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Will.
Get it out, Cam.
Sure. I've already pulled one book out on stream, but we gotta wait till next week. Till next week.
This game is going to get real old if you just keep pulling Persona books.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could do that every week. But
you've done it so many times up to now. I just feel like the game's been happening. We just didn't have a name for it before.
A game that came out in the summer that I remember, I never bought the game, but it was back for all the young kids again out there. Back when we actually rented games at the Blockbuster and the movie galleries. Mm. It's a game that I rented and I played through a lot. Tenchu Z.
Oh, yeah. Tenchu was great.
Don't know if you... I was really hoping that Shadows Die Twice trailer was going to be a new Tenchu game.
Yes. Oh, me too.
Would have been like, oh, tears. But Tenchu is basically like a Splinter Cell game, but as ninjas.
Yep.
Instead of covert ops. You climbing on buildings, you had your grappling hook, you went through and did like these grisly kills, you jump up behind somebody and slit their throat. It was crazy. But I had a lot of fun. It's one of my first times playing Tenchu.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of fun playing through with Tenchu Z. Had a really good time during summer, kind of goofing off with that. Super game. Will, you look like you're certain. We get one more. We need to pick one more game. You got one more pick, guys.
One more, huh?
So, do you make it a good one? I don't know. I'm not sure.
You know, I don't know if it was necessarily a summer game, but I know one game that you and I semi-bonded over. Remember Guitar Hero 3 Legends of Rock? We played that.
All the freaking time. Yes.
Yes, when that game came out. So it was bad enough that a couple of our coworkers actually had Xbox hard drives they would bring into work, put on the demo Xbox on the floor, plug in their guitar, and play on their lunch breaks.
Wow.
You remember that?
Yes, I do. I do.
Dude, we just so they could that, like all that summer.
We had a demo in the store we were at. We had a demo set up, and we could actually go in and play that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, okay.
Yeah, that was a crazy summer because that's when all of the rhythm games exploded.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was the big boom, and like Guitar Hero 3 was kind of like the culmination of those rhythm games. So I could see.
By the way, I have that now, and I have a working guitar. So I'm just saying.
Was that the one that had the full band, or was it the one after that? It was four.
That was Rock Band.
Rock Band. Okay. Yeah, that was the only one with the guitar. Guitar was great. I feel kind of sad about that whole music rhythm genre game kind of dying out because they oversaturated the market.
They did. I mean, you can't. They really did it feel to themselves. Sorry. Yeah, they did it to themselves. Absolutely. That was a good genre. They messed it up. They were trying to cash in too hard, too fast on that.
And then they went with like every Guitar Hero and everything else had to have their own special. Like they had a Beatles version. They had a Metallica version. You know, it's like, come on.
Once you got to that point, you're like, okay, guys, just wrap this up. You're not helping your cause any more than you already are.
No.
You know what came out in 07, though? And I know this is your jam. It was on PSP.
Go on.
Think.
Go on.
It involves Parappa. The Rappa.
With the Parappa?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Summer 07, PSP, Parappa.
Oh, my man. Parappa the Rapper is an awesome game. Awesome, awesome game. I can't never get enough of that. I love that game. To death.
You're up, buddy.
What was the first day of summer in 2005?
He's scrambling to look like, oh, I get it.
It doesn't count. Dang, I'm having another hard time.
He's looking out.
I am.
I'm going to do plugs while he's looking for a game here, guys. Definitely let us know in chat if what games you guys have enjoyed playing throughout the summer. It doesn't necessarily have to have released in the summer, but just a game that you guys kind of in the summer in the post E3 drought or when it felt, you know, as a kid or when you got older, games you were like, man, I'm so jazzed on this game. I got to play this game right now. What games did you guys play in Twitch chat? Or let us know in Twitch chat if you're watching this live. If you're listening via audio, let us know at Rocket Punch Go. Tweet us up there and let us know what you guys' thoughts are.
All right, I'll go with this one because I got to play all three versions. Soul Calibur 2. Back in 2003. Now, for those of you who didn't know...
Is that
know,
the one that had the GameCube version?
Yes.
Yes, with Link and then yes. Spawn and... Yes. Yeah.
So for those of you who didn't know, that game released on PS2, Xbox, and GameCube. And each version of the game had its own special secret character or whatever that you could play as. The GameCube version had Link from Legend of Zelda... the Xbox version had Spawn, which was super awesome.
Yep.
And the PS2 version had... Was it...
Was it Vader or...
No, that was the later. Next gen. That was the PS3 version.
That was Vader and Yoda. Right?
Yeah.
PS3 and 360. This was Heihachi, right? From Tekken?
I think it was, yeah.
I think it was, too. But what's cool about that one is I got to play all three. as all my friends had it on various consoles. So every time we would go somewhere else, it was like, oh, which version do we get? Oh, cool, Link's on this one.
Well, funny enough, at that point I was in Miami, and my cousins, all one of them had an Xbox, one had a PlayStation, I had the GameCube, and we all had it. So we would just rotate through. All right, you got your stuff? Cool. We're just going to switch out consoles.
Yeah, right?
Oh, we all want to play Link now. All right, cool. Oh, we all want to play Spawn. We never played the PS2 version but twice.
Yeah, we didn't play that one much. Spawn was awesome.
Spawn no, was it was always favorite. Spawn or Link that everybody wanted to be. So it was like, all right, well, you know.
I see a soul in chat says, I worked every summer since I was 8, so I can't really say what exactly was a summer game. Working is fun. That can be a game if you plan it out right, I think. Maybe.
It's not a very fun game.
It's not. Like, no, it's not. Well, so.
I don't know. It depends on what you're doing.
Yeah.
Stig in chat says Morrowind because the summer is the only time you have to play that damn time sink.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hang on now. I don't know. Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim. You can play it on your fridge now. And let me tell you something. That's a hell of a time sink. While you're looking for that cream cheese, let me make this move.
Fusroda.
Alexa, Fusroda.
Complete sidebar, Stig, if any fans out there are huge into Morrowind or Elder Scrolls games, definitely check out the NoClip video of the making, like the starting of Bethesda. They go through a lot, especially in the front part of that documentary about the early games like Morrowind and other games like that. I was trying to see if this game did release in it. There was a version that did release in the summer because I remember playing in the summer. My last game, I'm going to take you for a ride. It's Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Yes, it did. Arcades. It was July.
And it also, I double checked, it came out on Dreamcast back in 2000.
Yeah.
If you like, Marvel vs. Capcom is one of my favorite fighting games for obvious reasons. Huge Marvel fan here. But 2 was the culmination. Like, oh, they did everything right. Nailing it down. It was freaking perfect.
So, as a side note, if you're ever in the backpack and in Discord chat with us, you will hear that song on repeat until you're at level 70.
we did that one night. Like, I'm going to take you for it.
You know, I got the last one for all of us here. World of Warcraft Legion.
Oh, that did come out.
August last 2 years ago.
2 years.
Okay. Okay. It's very interesting how they kind of shifted their release from, they used to release in the fall, over to the summertime. I think that's great, especially it gives that game time to grow and breathe in the MMO and PC community right before the kind of fall slam hits.
The hellstorm that is the fall. Just wait for Doom Eternal. That'll be one hell of a storm.
Yeah. Right.
Stig says, if we're going back to when I was a young kid, Monster Rancher 1 was an excellent summer game. I faintly remember that series.
I remember the anime.
Wasn't it like a super knockoff Pokemon, or at least it felt like it?
It came out around the Pokemon Renaissance.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other games, guys? Any other fun little summer titles to play?
I think that does it for me.
Any games you guys are looking forward to this summer, besides Battle for Azeroth and Octopath Traveler?
Because
we're kind of in the midst of it.
Technically, Spider-Man comes out in the actual summer time frame. So yes,
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
comes out.
I mean, the Splatoon 2 has a solo expansion coming out.
It's out.
Oh, is it out already?
Mm-hmm.
I paid for it and I haven't even played it yet.
Nope,
well, out. I'll have to fix that. But I got to catch up on My Hero first. I'm 6 episodes behind.
Sometime soon, Hyperlight Drifter is coming out for the Switch.
Mm.
I'm going to play it on the Switch. Want it now?
I was going to buy it on the Switch and then I got a Steam Link. And it works on the Steam Link now, so I don't think I'm going to buy it again.
Like, do I really need it? Well,
no. So, funny story. I bought it on Xbox and on Steam.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm not going to buy it again. It's not quite Stardew Valley great. It's amazing, but it's not Stardew amazing.
Get out of this room.
No.
Overcooked 2 is coming out. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. Grab some people, kind of play that game.
I didn't put enough hours in Overcooked 1, I feel.
I think that's a good.
I feel like there's more into that, and I never.
There's a good party game, and well, the second one has online play. So I think that'll add some depth to the gameplay.
Yeah, that is nice.
Apparently, Stig and CSL do not agree on Monster Rancher.
Oh boy!
I'm sorry, CSL. I never played the game, so I can't pass judgment.
Don't speak of the anime, is what we're being told in chat.
What? I enjoyed it.
Sorry, I can only talk on what I know, and I remember that show. I enjoyed it.
I mean, Pokemon and Dragon Ball weren't on, and neither was Gundam. So you know, I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to wrap the stream before we get in trouble. Thank you guys. We started like a Monster Rancher war in chat here. Thank you guys so much for joining us here. This is the end of episode 106 of the Rocket Punch Cast. We want to thank all of our patrons out there as well as everybody who's tuning in. Remember as well, if you're watching us on Twitch, click the little heart at the top of your screen. Make sure you're following us here at twitch.tv/RocketPunchLive so you know when we're going live each and every weekday. Make sure continue listening to us on your audio service of choice. Rate and review us over there. Make sure you're going to rocketpunchgo.com. Help support your team by purchasing an Overwatch League apparel, like Chris has finally done so. For the Alliance, from Will. He's definitely supporting his sister.
I'm going to go ahead and correct you right now for the Horde, and her transgressions will be resolved.
We'll see you. We'll keep you updated on that story. We'll let you know how that goes, guys. But until then, guys, rockpunchgo.com. That's your place to go. That's all I got. Anything else? You want to point to one point one more time? Is this cool? There you go. You pointed to the link.
There you go. All
right, guys. We'll see you later. Toodles.